So smelling salts have been in the news over the last few days in the wake of the NFL basically saying teams can't provide smelling salts to players on the sidelines. But players, the news came out yesterday, players are okay to bring their own smelling salts if they wish to use them during the course of a game.
And we've seen Ovi do them on the sideline.
Sure, we've seen
Peyton Manning.
Players
big
in
on
all
him.
Sports use smelling salts.
Yeah.
And I've never used them.
No, I never have either.
Not once, but shocker, our pal Mike Marr, I asked him, have you ever used smelling salts? And he's like, oh, yeah. Plenty of times.
Do a lot of high school football guys use smelling salts?
Yeah, we had them a little bit in football, but then they kind of transferred over to college and, using them a little more recreationally.
Stimulants.
Now, what's the recreationally? Just when you want to just stay up and get after it?
Yeah, well, you're just, fired up. You're getting ready to go out to a bar or something. You're getting ready to go to Sharky's.
If you were over-aggressive and had maybe eight or nine beers before you went out and you're feeling a little sluggish,
maybe
smelling salt gets you that little kick you need.
Hey, what if everyone does it and the show is one of the most amazing shows that we've done?
Well, then we'll just have to make it a daily routine.
Yeah.
We'll just have to have Odyssey buy us smelling salts.
Go 5:59 when Enter Sandman's playing, we're all doing our smelling salts.
We said we're perfect candidates for it. I mean, we come in here like freaking six or seven zombies. I mean, literally.
Yeah, we don't have a medicine bottle, but if you do have a medicine bottle and you put it in there, it lasts for about 2 hours. So you can, take a rip at like 8 o'clock too, right before the EP.
So you pop it, sniff it, and then you put it in a medicine bottle, put the cap on, and then it holds it for a while.
I mean, it sounds like a very advanced smelling salts bit, because usually I think you just break them and the guy sniffs them and then you're on to the next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're good.
Yeah.
But you're saving your smelling salts.
Well, you can only buy them online. So, and they come in a pack of 10.
What? Is that true?
Yeah.
So I can't go to CVS and buy smelling salts?
No. We've tried, trust me. First-hand experience.
You mean you didn't buy a vat of them at Bucky's?
They're part of like our first aid kit, say, here at work. I don't understand.
So like a year ago when Jane Daniel scratched his eye and we were doing that Band-Aid bit where we all put it under our eyelid.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was walking around and I found the first aid kit and I found like a bunch of smelling salts in there. There was like four or five packs. So
really? Mm-hmm.
Did you steal a couple for yourself?
No. I saw cameras and stuff.
I had no idea that smelling salts would be part of like a first aid kit.
Well, in case anyone
passes out. Just to bring you back, like type of deal?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. You faint or pass out or hit your head.
Okay. I'd never considered smelling salts and being a first aid kit.
So now these guys can bring their own smelling salts into the locker room.
Yes.
The team just can't provide them.
Correct.
Yeah.
But they got to order them online.
Marlon Humphrey tweeted he just bought a pack of 1,000 smelling salts.
Costco. Costco.
What's a pack of 10 cost?
Maybe like $12.
That bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cheap.
So you gonna coach us up on it? Are we all gonna do it?
He should bring him in there. We all have it in front. We all have one.
All right.
And then he'll walk us through
how the pros do it. I mean, he's a professional, obviously.
All right, here you go.
We're not.
Rabbi gonna get in.
I think we're all
bit.
Rank amateurs when it comes to smelling salts.
So hopefully Monumental runs tape on this, Get footage. All right.
Well then we should do them one at a time.
You want to?
That might be funny.
Yeah. This might be funny. All right. All right.
Marr should be the first one.
Huh?
Marr should be the first one.
Marr, you do the first one.
Is this going to be a nightmare?
Is the salt going to come all out and just on the
floor? No. So what's going to happen is when you snap it, it's going to turn like a pinkish red color.
Right.
And that's when it's showtime.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's when you go.
Now, you wait for a second before it turns?
No, as soon as you'll hear it. As soon as you crack it, it'll make like a poof, and then.
So then like when that happens, is it one big sniff? Is it a couple sniffs? Like what is the protocol?
Ask chef's choice. Right. I mean, a lot of people
I'm going to do a whiffy sniff.
I think one sniff is going to be enough.
Yeah, but some people hold it over here. That's not what this show's about.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys, 30 years.
Right under the nostrils.
Yeah, yeah.
Hall of Famers.
Hall of Famers. Go big or go home. I need it right here.
You saw what happened when I introduced the Zin to this ecosystem. You saw that, right? Everybody saw what happened.
The Cakes has a weak constitution.
I might too. Hey, we might have to get reruns ready.
Because the whole show could get knocked out.
I already know what Jace is doing. Jace is going to do it, says he feels sick and go home.
Yeah. All right. So make sure our Monumental folks are locked in on Marr.
Yeah, Marr's
is that the live feed?
Also, just real quick, just when you guys are doing it, just make sure you hold it like this.
Okay.
And then snap it down the middle. Because you don't want to like snap the corner or whatever.
My
you
wrist
get that.
Is a little sore. You think I could snap it? It'll be no problem?
Yeah, you should be good.
All right.
So is it going to... I have a lot of questions. Everything's going to be self-contained or like...
Yeah, nothing nothing will come out.
He said nothing will come out. I think it's like snapping chalk, right? It's not kind of like...
I've never snapped chalk, but...
I mean, if you had to guess.
Yeah. It sounds like it's
so young they don't use chalk.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what you got, Mark.
This about to be the real McCoy.
All right, okay, here we go.
Oh, man.
It's time.
Let me put it up to the microphone so I can hear the crack.
It's time! Okay, there's the snap.
Oh, man.
Oh, you went for two hits. Three hits.
Woo! Yeah. Man. Oh,
it doesn't look like fun.
My eyes are watering.
It does not look like fun. Oh, I mean, you look like you got pepper sprayed.
Yeah, I think I feel like I got pepper sprayed.
Why'd you hit three, hits?
Because I'm no Jamoke.
Because it's hardcore.
I set the tone.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right. I don't think I can do three hits.
Joe, that was rough.
All right, hold on.
There it is.
Oh. Is it strong?
You do it.
Oh, we're gonna do it.
Feels like we all just watched The Notebook.
I don't know how George Kittle does that every freaking day.
So are we going around the horn? Is it me now?
Yeah, it's you.
Alright,
get the mind your cameras or cakes.
Wait till after you smell it.
Alright,
is it a show?
Alright.
Wait.
I don't think his tiny hands can't break it.
Alright, here we go. Ready?
Hey, go back in.
Go back.
Get you two. Get you two.
Oh, there it is.
George Kittle is a—he's a madman.
He's only got two.
Oh, two is enough. Two is plenty.
I know.
Oh,
let Drab go. We'll save Eric for last.
Yeah, let's make him last.
Because
you're a showstopper.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna be scared.
Never again.
Is that? Are you never again?
Well,
on that?
I mean, why would I ever need to do this?
Do you feel wired though? Fired up?
I mean, it definitely shocks you awake if you're at all asleep, this is going
to
wake you up.
I need to do this every day when I drive home.
Well,
dude, you do that on the golf course, on the tee box, you might drive it 500 yards.
Right.
That is a...
Hey, you'll be like Maxi Golf.
I mean, I was sleeping on the effectiveness and the potency.
Is it the most potent thing you've ever sniffed?
I mean, I feel like I've been maced in the face.
I don't know what would be more potent.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Damn, I can't think of it.
All right, is Valdez next? By the way, I'll go.
All right.
Have you guys either done it before?
Never.
Anybody?
I believe they used this after I got dunked on in high school. Oh, and yeah. my head hit the floor.
Yes. Adding insult to injury.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Valdez, let's do ours together. We'll get
okay,
over.
In solidarity. Right. I like it.
Well, hold on. Are we going to get the two-shot?
No, overhead shot.
All right, hold on. We got to wait. Monumental will get a two-shot of this.
I want to see these reactions.
All right.
One, two, three.
Woo! Wow.
Wow. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, you were right. I mean, it just...
Is it punch you in the face?
It's like
this felt like someone just shot like gas up my nose.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. It's a very unique feeling. Like, I don't know how to describe it. You gotta just try it yourself.
I've never felt that sensation.
Is it a show?
Yeah.
That's wow. I might be getting addicted to this.
Oh, you liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
I mean, it wears off pretty really quick though, but
that's why you have the Advil bottle. You drop it in there and then right. It will not wear off. Quick.
I don't need that 2 hours from now. That I do know.
Eric looks so scared.
All right, lock in. Here we go.
Remember, you're a hero. You can do this.
I just want to make sure I don't fall back and knock myself out.
Yeah, just be careful. Check your surroundings.
Right, hold on. We have smelling salts if you do.
Yeah, move on my drinks. All right, is this going to be a show? Is it a show? I saw his neck jerk back, you might need a neck
brace.
Just
get it close. You can get it close.
Yeah, get it really close to your nose.
Just wait. Oh, double. He's just going
triple. Oh, triple.
Oh, look at that.
He's got four in him.
What a warrior.
Oh. Woo. Yeah, it's like, woo.
I don't know how to describe it. It's,
woo.
It's like,
all
right, who's ready to hit the skids?
It's like somebody's shooting like a fire extinguisher straight up your nostrils. It's like the only way I can.
Like a skunk spray jet in the face.
It's going to be
it's definitely just like a scent. But it's weird
and it's powerful.
It is, yeah.
It's a punch right into your like the middle of your head.
Pretty awesome, right?
I know why he does it before he goes out.
I can. It definitely gives you a kick. It definitely will wake your ass
are
up.
Are there different levels of these? Like a 5 milligrams in? You know what I mean? Like, are there different levels
if
of this?
If there is,
salts?
I haven't found them.
Yeah.
Like, my eyes are definitely watering, but I'm going to be honest. I almost expected it to be more. I almost expected it to be
I expected it to be less than what I experienced.
It does wear out pretty quickly. Like, now I do it.
Yeah, it wears out.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a quick burst. You snap that thing, and it's a freaking explosion into your head.
Hey, Jason hasn't hawked a loogie up since he's done it.
I know, it cleared me out.
There you go, boys. Right, we're ready. We're
going to
be
the best skins
the show
ever.
Now, right?
Yeah,
this might be the best show ever.
You're out there throwing the football.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, we're going to have the best Hit the Skins ever coming up next. And don't forget Ben Valin from the Boston Globe. He'll join us at 7:20. Talk more about the Commanders-Pats scrimmage yesterday.